Well, hi everyone. It looks like for a while anyway, you're going to be seeing a lot of slides from me since I have the new camera and I've really been running around taking a lot of pictures. Actually, these two boxes are the that I'm going to send you are the most recent ones I've taken, and I haven't taken a picture since. As I've told you before, it's hard finding subjects, so please excuse some of the subject matter here, but it's all I could find. I'm sending these two boxes in one package, and I'll mark one as set number one and the other one as set number two. I noticed the first slide in box number one is mark number three, and it's a slide taken by another fellow with a close-up lens. And I'll let you guess who it is. Actually, my hair right there looks much shorter than it really is. It really is getting long, and I can actually part it now. But of course, it's going to be about another 4 months before it really gets long enough so I can have it styled. But he gave me this picture, and I thought it was a pretty good one. I think it was right after I'd returned from the swimming pool. That's why I look so brown. The next slide is slide number one. And I hate to keep showing you pictures of these swimming pools because you'll think I'm really not doing anything in here. But anyway, I just went over there to take some pictures with my new camera. And this was taken with a wide-angle lens and really gives a magnificent view of the pool. With the wide-angle lens that I have, you can stand real close to something and just take in everything just as your eye will, you know, with peripheral vision, so you can see a lot more than you can with the regular lens. This is another picture, number two, taken with a wide-angle lens and of a couple of fellows. The fellow reading the newspaper is Frank Hanna. He's the new ophthalmologist who he's a fellow I bought a Nikon for in Japan and carried it all the way home. And the guy on the right is Joe Zoller, who's a urologist. I think I've shown you his picture before. He's from Chicago. The next picture is a picture taken on the side of one of the new hooches that they just built. And these are all of the some of the workmen. The Vietnamese, you know, in the local villages are the ones that are employed to do all the building around here. And this is at noontime, and you notice the guy in the foreground is lying on the ground sleeping. About 90% of all the working people here, after they've eaten lunch, which they themselves carry with them, all lie down and take a nice little nap, which I think is a great idea. It's funny, sometimes, usually in fact, they'll pick a couple of pieces of wood to lie on and use a 2x4 for a pillow. And it's really humorous to walk along the a walkway and see all these guys lying on 2x4s. The guys huddled around in the background are playing a little gambling game that they play every lunchtime. And I really can't figure out how they play it or what the rules are, but I snuck up on them to take a picture, which is the very next picture. And these guys really don't like to have their picture taken. In fact, what I did is I snuck up and I had the camera on my neck, and then I just picked it up real quick and snapped this picture again with my wide-angle lens. And as soon as I did it, they all ran and got out of the way. You can see there's a little disc on the ground there that has some white discs and then a yellow one on it. And then he has a cup in his hand that he's just lifted up very quickly. They pick this up with great, it's a great dramatic movement. And I don't know exactly how he wins, but it depends on whether there's an odd or an even number of colors or whether the yellows are more than the whites. See, they shake those things up in a little cup and then pull the cup off and see who won. You can see a little folded bill lying on the ground. And this is money that the fellas have bet against the guy who shook the thing. The next picture is a picture of our hooch maid. Her name is Mai. She's the one with the hat on. And the one across from us is named Ba Du. And most of the Vietnamese don't like to have their picture taken, and it's really hard to get them to cooperate. But since I have my brand new camera, they posed a little bit for me. The next picture was taken out on what we call MedCap. And I hadn't wanted to go out because it is in the village, and nobody really likes to travel around, but I thought I would do it once just to see what it's like. And really, it's just like going down to Mexicali, you know, except that it seems like this building was a little nicer than the one we had in Mexicali. It's an old clinic building, apparently a Vietnamese clinic, or maybe before that even a French clinic, and the patients just line up, and most of them come just to get aspirin, and most of them have the same complaint with just a chronic cough. Actually, we discover a tremendous number of tuberculosis cases, and over on the right there's a little open window where the patients all line up to get their medicine for their tuberculosis, which we give to them free. The next picture is just taken looking out down the street that's right in front of the clinic, and it offers some interesting contrast with those shacks that you see, and of course surrounded by barbed wire. Every home and every building on all of Vietnam seems to have this barbed wire around it. And you see a woman carrying a child on one side. I think she's carrying a child. I can't see though, or else her hat on one side, and then a soldier and a jeep on the other side. But it's such a very beautiful picture. This camera is just absolutely fantastic, the way it takes these pictures, and they look just so clear and so crisp. I really think there's a tremendous difference between these and my Minolta pictures. The next picture is taken again right across the street, looking down a little alleyway, and it's too bad it doesn't show up. Maybe it'll show up when you project it, but that black thing right down the center is a big hog just roaming around, sniffling and looking for food, and yeah, I'm sure he walks right into some people's houses. You can see a little doggy on the right, and these shacks are the things that the homes that people live in the village of Kuchi. Kuchi is only about a 15-minute ride from the base, and just a small little village, and it was sort of interesting to visit it. This next picture is a picture of a little kid who you notice has a an army uniform on and an army hat, and he just hung around everybody looking for candy or chewing gum or even money. Kept asking for money. A lot of these kids are beggars, you know. They just go around and pull at your sleeve and try to get you to give them something. And most GIs are real suckers for this kind of a kid, and I think it's bad that they do give them too much. But anyway, he followed me around for about an hour while I was taking pictures, and I couldn't get him to smile. You'll see another picture of him later on with a little tiny smile, but he always wanted to take a very serious picture. This again was taken with my wide-angle lens, as were all the pictures out here in the clinic, until I think this next one, which is number 10, is taken just with my telephoto, just showing some of the kids waiting in line to get into the clinic. You notice one little kid there has a nice wristwatch on, and you wonder in all this poverty how they get nice wristwatches. Most of the little babies will be in the nude. You notice that girl, who's probably about 13, is carrying a little child on her hip with no pants on. You notice the black what look like pajamas that this girl wears. This is the black pajamas you hear about that all the Vietnamese wear. It seems to be their sort of their national costume. The next picture is again a picture of this is an older brother who is probably about 6 or 7, who's bringing his little baby brother to the clinic. And you know, most of these kids are orphans, and they don't have. You wonder who's eventually taking care of them and where they live, but they seem to live somewhere, and they seem to have clothes from somewhere, although you can see some of them don't have too many clothes. Notice he's got a little toy gun in his hand that he brought along to entertain his little brother with. This next one, the picture number 12, is taken of a church that's right down the street from this clinic. And the interesting thing about this is that the kids use the churchyard as a play yard, and I think they're even flying a little kite that you can see in the sky. And then, of course, again, it's surrounded by barbed wire. And I think in the next picture of this church, which is number 13, you notice that the church is full of bullet holes in the front, which just those little holes, not those big ones, but the little holes all over the place that you see are reminders that there is a war going on, and that the church was probably used by the VC as a place to hide, and they were fired upon. Right across from this church, right behind my back when I took the picture, is the ARVN, the Army of the Republic of Vietnam compound. This is where the Vietnamese soldiers live, and I'm sure that the VC probably snuck on them, up on them, and they were fired upon in the church. The next picture is just of a courtyard of a right house right across the street from this clinic, and shows a well right in the center. You can see there's a cover on the well, and this is where I'm sure these people get their water, is right out of that well from under the ground. And this was a next one is a little family that was just sitting out in the front yard, and were nice enough to allow me to take their picture. You notice the girl there has earrings in her ears. I think it's most of the people who come from the mountain areas, like the Montagnard tribe men and women wear these earrings. But you don't see them in all the children, but you do see them frequently, especially in the girls. This next one is another picture of that same boy. This time he forgot his sister to take the picture with me, and he tried to get me to give his sister some money. But they make sort of a cute couple anyway. This next picture is a picture of one of the little vendors that came by to sell some food to the people who are waiting to go into the clinic. And I don't know what she had, but it surely didn't look very appetizing. You notice the way the fella is squatting in the foreground there and eating. This is the way the people stand around. They just bend their knees, and their bottoms don't even touch the ground. They just sit there for hours and hours in that position. Seems to be very comfortable for them, especially since they've been doing it all their lives. The next picture shows a tank going by right outside the clinic. Just again a reminder of the war that's so close. In the background you can see the church where I took those other pictures. And this is a another picture of the tank as it's gone by. You see in the foreground that little vehicle there, that's a Lambretta. And it's just a motor scooter that has about six seats in the back of it that the Vietnamese use as their taxis. This next picture, number 20, is a picture of Miss Fawn. I think it's P-H-A-U-N. And she's our interpreter that works in the emergency room. And comes to the MedCap with us to interpret, because of course none of these people speak English. And she's a very nice, rather attractive girl for the Vietnamese. Apparently the Vietnamese women are supposed to be very, very beautiful, but seems like we don't see them anywhere around Cu Tri. We all have all these ugly looking old ones. Well, that finishes that first box, and so now I'll start off on box number two, which is taken with a little different film. The first box was taken with Kodachrome. This one is with Ektachrome. This picture number one is a picture of showing some of the kids who are lining up to get their shots for their tuberculosis. Probably most of these children here have TB and are lining up for that corpsman that you see in the background to give them their shots. This next picture is a picture that shows our other interpreter. This is a girl named Sandy, who works on the Vietnamese ward, and also comes out to visit the clinic. And she is wearing this traditional Vietnamese gown, which is made out of silk. And I don't know if you can see it, but they wear long pants that go all the way down to the ankle underneath this. And this is just has a piece of silk that hangs down in front and hangs down in back. The next picture is just another picture of her. I took these just candid with my wide-angle lens. And the next picture, which is number three, shows Sandy again with one of the doctors, Dan Mackin, who's a internist, newly here from New York. And you know, when I take this picture with this wide-angle lens, I'm really only standing about 10 to 12 inches from Mackin there, and it's really fantastic what you can see through this lens. Picture number 5 I took from the truck as we were going back to the base, and this is the entrance to the Arvin compound, and all those soldiers there are Vietnamese soldiers, and this is where their base is, and this is where they live, and that's where they fight out of, too. The next picture was taken back on the base camp. This is right inside the gate, and what you see there are all the girls that work on the base. I think there's something like 5,000 people, Vietnamese, who work on the base, and they're all lining up to pass out of the gate. When they come in the gate in the morning, they hand in their official papers and a pass, which has their picture on it. Then when they leave in the evening, they have to pick up that same pass, and that way the officials can tell if any of the Vietnamese have snuck on and stayed on the base camp and have not gone home like they're supposed to when their work time is up. Next picture, number 7, is taken right out in front of our hooch. And these fellas are smoking this pipe, which is just an aluminum tube. And the thing that he's trying to light is where they put about, just a pinch of tobacco. And we're not quite sure what they're smoking in there, but they only get about one puff a piece out of it. About 3 guys will take puffs. You know, they'll pass it around, and they'll take a puff, and then it's done, and they don't smoke it again for about another hour, and then they pull it out and put a pinch of tobacco in and smoke it again. As I said, we're not quite sure what they're smoking, but we're a little suspicious. The next picture shows them again right in front of our hooch smoking their very interesting-looking pipe. Well, I see I'm getting to the end of this side of the tape, so I'll turn it over and continue describing the slides on the other side. So I'll just go ahead and end this tape.